here at the NFL annual meeting in Phoenix, Arizona. Dave Spadaro along with the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson. What do these meetings mean to you, Doug?
Well, I tell you, number one, it's great to get the entire league together. You're talking the owners, head coaches, GMs, you know, front office personnel. It's a great way to really kick off the new season, in our case 2017, and a great opportunity to, on a more of a social, casual level, to get to know some of these coaches that you compete against during the year and sort of catch up. And it's just been – it's a lot of fun. And then the meetings are good because there's a lot of information. It's things that – as head coaches, we need to brush up on once a year, and this is a great opportunity to do that.
Speaking of catching up, the Eagles making some moves in free agency. We haven't talked since Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith and Chance Warmack and Nick Foles became Eagles. Let's talk about the impact, first of the wide receivers, Alshon and Torrey.
Well, I think it's two great additions to our football team. And as you know, we've talked about this a bunch. We're always looking to bring in not only competition but the talent. And this really makes us a better football team at that position. And it's going to be a good mix with the older fellas now and the younger guys. And it's a good blend. And so we're excited to get working next month with all our players and especially these two. And, you know, to bring Nick back, I was able to work with him a few years ago before we departed to KC. And I just think the world of Nick. And he brings a veteran presence who's played a lot of games, started a lot of games in the NFL as a backup to a young Carson Wentz. He's got a lot to offer just because he knows what Carson is going through as a young quarterback.
I wonder what it's like for you, Doug, after the signings go down and it becomes official that Alshon and Torrey are Eagles. Do you go into the room with Frank and with Flip and start getting really excited about things?
We do, actually. Frank and I had a chance to visit before coming out here, and just as we get ready for OTAs now and putting our plan together on how we want to approach the off season, how we want to use these guys and how we want to fit them into our system. And, you know, so we've sat down and we've had preliminary conversations that way, and really with all our guys and how we want to tweak things, even from last year, what we saw from our players. You know, that's why it's exciting going into the off season, not only with some new additions to our team, but obviously working with our current players.
So how do they fit in? What does Alshon bring to the table? We all kind of feel like we know what he can do, but you know what he can do.
Well, you know, Alshon, his presence, his size, he's much like a DGB, or DGB is a lot like him. And in my opinion, he still has some good years ahead of him. He's strong. He's physical to the ball, catches it away from his hand. He can high point the ball, runs well, and just brings an element of just that veteran experience again at the position. And then, you know, you look at Torrey Smith as a little faster guy, quicker guy, a guy that you can do probably a few more things with because of his speed and taking advantage of that. And it's a good tandem, you know, to have guys like that. And then you mix your Jordan Matthews in there and your Nelsons in there and DGBs and the young guys that we have. And now you got a really good mix of not only veteran experience, but youth going forward.
What was it like for you last year, Doug, with an offense that we saw teases early in the season of just how explosive it could be? And then it was difficult to get down the field. Did it hamper you in terms of play calling, maybe with what you had to work with?
No, you know, it really didn't. And I'll be honest with you. You know, sometimes winning can cover up a lot of flaws in your system. And I think that's something that as coaches, when we went back through our scheme this offseason and really looked at it with open eyes, you saw some of the mistakes that we made because of some of our youth at certain positions. And you know, it's something now, this offseason is big for our guys because now they get to see themselves from last year running our offense and defense and even our special team. So that's a benefit going into this offseason. And so I'm excited that way to get our guys back out on the field, make our corrections from last year. And, you know, as a play caller, I'm just excited now going forward into year two with our guys understanding our system.
Do you feel the offense has gotten a lot better with the additions?
I think so, but obviously time will tell. And you know, we got to stay healthy. The ball obviously has to bounce our way, and you know. But yeah, I'm excited to work with these guys and get them out there and get them plugged into our system.
Doug, what is left in free agency? What is the process right now? Are you still actively looking to add players?
Again, we're obviously looking to add and bring talent in and competition at all positions. And by no means is you know, free agency over. I think every team is still looking to you know, bring in guys. And so we're going to continue to look and add talent where we need to and just get the right guys in and get guys that fit what we do, and our personality is key. We're still out there looking, and even though it's slowed down, we're still actively looking.
And so the draft is a month away. What are you in the process doing? How does it shape up the board, the way you look at it every day? How do you feel about where the Eagles are a month out?
Well, first of all, it goes back to the combine with the coin flip and moving up one spot there to 14. I think that's big for us in the first round. And, you know, again, it's just we're still got a month away, and we still have a lot of tape to watch and a lot of evaluations. One thing that that my staff is doing is they're out on the road, they're going to pro days, and they're looking at these guys one-on-one physically with their eyes and coming back and putting their reports in. So yeah, we're gearing up. You know, as soon as we get back off of this trip and every team is in that same mode. Now it's full throttle right to the draft.
Where are the areas that you want to emphasize in the draft?
You know, again, we add talent where we can add talent, we're a team, and our philosophy is best available, it doesn't necessarily if it doesn't maybe fit that need, but it's a guy that we can win with. We're going to continue to add that talent, so for us, it's just a matter of finding it. Last year we had five drafted guys that played for us. So that's something we're very, very conscious of and want to do that again this year.
One of the players who left, Connor Barwin, on the field, in the locker room, great impact. How do you look, A, at the defensive end position, and then how do you fill the void that Connor's departure creates in terms of leadership?
Number one, we appreciate everything Connor did for the Philadelphia nation there and the organization, and wish him well going forward. And again, that's a position that we continue to monitor, whether it be in free agency or now in the draft. There is some talent at that position in this year's class, and we want to make sure that we're doing right by that position. And we feel like too, we got a couple of young guys over there, Marcus Smith and Stephen Means, who now get an opportunity to really showcase their talent, and had flashes of that last year, and really now to be able to cut them loose and see what they can do.
Why have you not added a cornerback?
I think that it's part of the free agent. It's still an ongoing process. We also feel like this draft is deep in corners and safety, so there's obviously some positions, some players there, and then you got to be patient with this thing. You just can't go out and just sign anybody in free agency. You got to make sure, again, it's the right fit. The money has to be right. There are a lot of factors go into it, and you build this thing one piece at a time. I wish we could go out and get all the needs filled, every position filled, but you just can't do that. We got to be patient and stick to our process.
And then finally, Chance Wormack comes into the offensive line. Where do you see him fitting in? And then how good can he be, maybe now reunited with Jeff Stoutland?
Well, I think that's the one thing that he's most excited about is being back with his former Alabama line coach there with Coach Stoutland and be back with some similar terminology, some of the calls. That guard position has been his dominant spot, and we're gonna, again, it's adding competition, it's adding to the room, and then the beauty of it is, if you look at our roster currently where we sit today, there's 12 guys in the offensive line right now that have NFL game experience. They've actually played or started games in the NFL, so that's exciting to know that you got that much depth right now in the offensive line, and that you can sort of plug and play guys at any one of those positions because of the depth that we have.
Doug Peterson, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
Here at the NFL meetings in Phoenix, Arizona, Dave Spadaro and Doug Peterson.